Greg's not ready to play this week. I had an opportunity to watch him go through his rehab workout. So he's getting close, but he won't be ready to go.
Mike, what about Bulaga? Last week you ruled him out right away. Today
yeah.
It's just DNP.
Well, he's getting close too. So he will not practice until probably Friday would be his first chance. We have the Wednesday meeting, and he'll see the doctor again Friday morning.
Is Ryan Pickett cleared, or is this part of it?
Ryan Pickett is cleared. Ryan was cleared late Monday, early Tuesday.
You expect to get him out there Sunday?
Well, we're going to take, he was limited today because he obviously hasn't practiced in a while, so we'll give him the full week to see if he's ready to go.
Do you plan to start Chad?
We'll see how he gets through practice. And really, I feel like I'm going to say that probably 10 times today. I mean, that's why you practice. We have some plans. To play, plan on. I'd like to play Chad, but Chad hasn't gone through a padded practice yet. We're going to be in pads tomorrow, so that'll be a threshold day for him to get over. So we'll take the full week and make some decisions.
Did he do team today though?
Yes, he practiced full today. He even took some scout team reps. So we're trying to work him as much as we can.
Any concern, Coach, from a conditioning perspective, where he might be to? Is that why you'd like to really get him some time in this next game?
My understanding, just talking to the strength and conditioning staff, even his assistant, his position coach, that his conditioning is probably the best part of where he is right now. He's done a very good job in that area. It's just that he needs to do the football conditioning, the padded work, torquing and getting his hands inside and things like that. But we feel good about his overall conditioning. It's just if he can do the inline is the really last thing we need to get answered.
Mike, what's your concern level with Cobb and with Finley?
Cobb is, he's sore. He won't practice tomorrow again. He'll see the doctor Friday morning, so he potentially may go Friday. Jermichael, I really don't have a whole lot of information on Jermichael. It was a last minute. I didn't find out about it right before practice, so I have no feeling for Jermichael Finley right now.
When did Jermichael's injury happen?
Like I just said, I have no feeling on where Jermichael is right now.
Any comment on your 7 Pro Bowlers?
I'm sorry?
Any comment on your 7 Pro Bowlers?
7 Pro Bowlers, proud that they're recognized for their play so far this year. Also had a number of guys that were alternates. You always like to see more. I feel like I say the same thing when I'm asked this question, but we'll be well represented in the game. Hopefully, they won't play in it. That's the goal there. But it's great to see, the first time guys get recognized. I think Scott Wells has played outstanding the last couple of years. So I was glad to see Scott get recognized. John Kuhn also, B.J. Raji, definitely earned it with his play and so forth. And Charles Clay and Aaron and Greg, the repeated guys were. It's they definitely deserving of it, and we're proud of them.
How close was Wells to being, for lack of a better term, being phased out? When Moose gets in there, he's struggling with the injuries for a time, and then Jason Goddard's got to go over and hasn't let go.
Well, I would never say Scott Wells was ever going to be phased out. It was a competition that went on through training camp a number of years ago, and like I've stated before, I think it was the best thing that ever happened to Scott Wells. So I think he went to a different level as far as his ability to lead that offensive line in the classroom, on the field. No one's ever had an issue with the way he plays the game. I think he's even playing at a higher level. So very proud of what Scott's accomplished.
Mike, I know it's more than one guy, but how different do you think your run defense is when you have Ryan?
Well, Ryan Pickett is an excellent player, and I think, in my opinion, just based on the grades and being with Ryan now, just going on 6 years here, I feel this is probably the best football he's played. He's physically in as good or better shape than he's been in his time here. So, he's always had exceptional foot quickness and balance and the ability to read and react. So he definitely makes a difference in there. But going back to the last game, we've talked about that in the grades. That's still run defense isn't about talent. It's about doing the little things right, and we didn't do a very good job of it in our last game.
Mike, when you said on Monday that the grades were something lowest in the time, is that
Just this season. That's far enough.
What was that discussion?
I'm sorry?
What was that discussion like today?
Well, I went through the grades like I do every post practice. So they know how I feel about the game, the positives and the things that didn't go so well.
Mike, Rodgers is close to or is ahead of the pace of Manning's passer rating record.
Okay.
An all-time passer rating record. Is that anything you keep track of during a game if you plan on,
No.
No,
I don't think that's fair to Aaron, and I don't think you can call a football game that way. Personally, I've never had. So,
Mike, in terms of the way you prepare for the week, you keep saying you're going to play to win.
Okay.
Do you tell the guys basically nothing of your plan, and then if you decided to sit some guys, it would be something you just inform them of on the day of the game, just so they prepare like a normal week?
Definitely. You have to prepare your football team to get ready to play. And hopefully nothing happens during the course of the week, but things do happen Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in practice. So it's important to have everybody ready to go. There's things that we've had guys get sick Saturday night. We've had every scenario. We've had guys show up to the stadium with breaking out in hives. I mean, so you have to get ready to play the game. So that'll be our approach. That won't change this week.
Have you personally made up your mind, though, in your own mind, how you're going to play Sunday?
Personally, in your own mind, my mind?
Yes.
My mind's intact, personally.